Hello, my name is Paul. I'm Paul Delrey. I'm a chef and content creator on Instagram.
What you are doing is hot regressive cuisine. What does that mean?
Actually, it came like a few years ago, like regressive. Everyone can take that word as they want. For me, it's like souvenirs that came back from when I was younger. I always loved cooking, and I was raised in a family where we had a lot of feast dinners and a lot of fun. That's why we decided to open restaurants and things. So regressive means like, for me, like a place and souvenirs. And the hot side is like what I put, like I change the plates or I put my hot touch on it. Like, modern.
So it doesn't mean spicy.
No. It can actually. Hot means also hot, like a show, hot. Like spicy, like
cold.
Yeah, like sexy, can mean everything. And everyone can take the words however they want, actually. My first cookbook, Hot Regressive Cuisine, that project came when I was living in Spain. I lived for 3 years in Spain with my wife, and we started to make videos on social media. And yeah, I was thinking to write a book for years and years ago, but I never write my recipes. So it was like, okay, I would love to do it, but I'm always cooking, like waking up in the morning, buying some stuff and just doing cooking what I love and never following recipes and things. So it was a bit special because I never did it. And so we started to write some recipes and then, yeah, to create that book. And at the moment that we had to shoot it, we decided to shoot it in Spain because I have a little house in Spain and we have so wonderful products and I have a vegetable garden and things. So we decided to do it there because it corresponded to me and I wanted to have like a nice time when I was shooting that book. So I took my photographer there and we shoot it a whole month. And then actually I didn't shoot any recipes that I write. I just did it a bit rock and roll and just, yeah, did what I loved at the moment. And that's the result of that book. And that's how I'm working actually. I'm just doing and cooking what I love with the products that I have and try to work as local as possible. And yeah.
So can you name a couple recipes?
Yeah, of course. Like, one of the recipes that I really love, like, it's a Mediterranean book, actually, or a sunny book. So I have a lot of vegetables, a lot of fish, a lot of meat. But yeah, it's a sunny book. I made a super cool salt crusted with algues potato recipe. They're confit in a salt crust. A lot of condiments. I'm mixing condiments with fish and vegetables and meat. And it's like really earth-to-table cooking. I was working for a year and a half as a consultant chef for a big company, a big gastro company, a Danish guy that opens a lot of new places there. And my project was to open something with my wife in Spain. And we had a lot of time, so we started to make cooking videos. Yeah, it worked really well. So I had a lot of collaborations with really nice brands. And I had to take a bit of time for myself. And that's what's happening now. Like, I love to cook again because of... yeah, I can just do my job. It's not my job, my passion as a cook in another way. Not to be every day in the kitchen with all that stress and all that business things and just cooking at home or wherever I want in the whole world. I can travel, I can see my baby growing up, I can write my book. I had the time to write my book and just doing collaborations with restaurants. And yeah, that's how I love and how I work at the moment.
So if people want to be able to eat your food, they have to cook it themselves or watch you on the internet.
I'm going to do a lot of pop-ups everywhere in the world. I'm trying to build a pop-up in New York, in Montreal, in Istanbul, in Paris, in Amsterdam, in London. So yeah, I'm going to build some pop-ups everywhere and just people can follow me on social media and they can...
If they want to do that, how do they find you?
My Instagram account is Delrey Paul Chef. And yeah, I'm posting every day some stories about my cooking life, some recipes. Yeah, and you can have all the news about my new pop-ups, my restaurants, and all what's going on in the next months on Instagram.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.